Phyllis Wallace, Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Date of birth is May 2nd, 1938. This is for date of service, 4-20-2022. Mrs. Wallace is an 83-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism 6 to 7 years ago. She also has a history of precancerous lesions, brain aneurysm, and cataract surgery. The patient's currently taking Synthroid, 100 micrograms daily plus an extra quarter of a tablet. The patient states that she cuts the tablets in quarters and just takes a little one-fourth of the tablet. She reports symptoms of hair loss. However, this stopped after she took an extra quarter of her Synthroid. She reports some fatigue and dry skin and denies any palpitations or tremors, denies any mood swings, denies any difficulty swallowing or compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She takes biotin as a supplement. She's also on hormone replacement therapy with testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen, period. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism. At this point, we are going to treat her with brand name Synthroid 112 micrograms daily, and I am asking her to recheck her thyroid function panel in about 6 to 8 weeks when she goes up north. Period. Up north, she is followed by an endocrinologist, and she is able to get her blood work done up there, and she can call us to review the results of her labs as needed, period. Next number, I will plan on seeing the patient in the fall for follow-up, and I will obtain a thyroid function panel. Next number, I will also obtain a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to assess for any underlying autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, continue leothyronine, 5 micrograms once daily, in addition to the Synthroid, 112 micrograms daily. Next number, for her hormone replacement therapy, she is on estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone therapy from a compound pharmacy that she goes to up north. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.